to it. I usually hate scary movies, but I don't care. Like, I once saw Jupiter Ascending, and that was a dumb movie. And I loved it, because it was just a movie experience for a dumb movie, even space fights and Sean Bean.
I think I always kind of like the cinema thing, because it's it. Even if the film isn't that great, it's more than just watching something at home.
I like dumb movies. Dumb movies are great.
Hello, it is Monday the 16th of February 2015. And we're the Lose Bag, back in action on the road! With me, as always, is Oliver Horn.
That's like that.
With me, as always, is Alison Charlton.
Hello.
Returning for the first time, Henry Hebron.
Fuck yeah!
And driving this good ship Lose Bag is Nick Lewis.
Oh god, I'm gonna crash! Beep, screech, dead! I died! We all died!
What the fuck are we doing?
We all died!
Oh, we're not! I don't know why you're doing this.
I mean, how have you been? I've been up to so much. I've been growing vegetables, and I've got this chicken now that I've been supporting for several years, and I haven't even seen it yet. It's kind of strange. This email, I think, someone emailed me saying,
"Wait, really?
Support this chicken," and I said, "Oh, okay. Well, a chicken."
What do you mean, support a chicken?
Have you fostered the chicken? Like when you
do tigers
and things.
He said, "Oh, well, this chicken really looks looked after," and I said, "Oh, okay." I emailed back saying, "Oh, I'd love the chicken." But I said, "Oh."
So, you chicken?
£3,000 went on that fucking chicken. I don't even know if it exists yet.
I did wonder where you were going. Where all your money was going to.
Well, fucking there it goes on that fucking chicken.
A single chicken. Chickens.
But anyway, how have you been then, Ed, since in our long absence?
I've been the same. I'm going to go see a film. And I'm not sure what it is. The inside scoop is that it's going to be in It Follows.
Yeah, which will be awesome.
It's going to be spooky! Yeah. I'm only spooked!
I wonder how many loose bags there are.
This will not pick up.
I can't remember. Isn't less loose bags is better or more loose bags is better? So. I don't remember.
Oh, no. There's a scale on how much it loses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
We're expecting full loose bag across the board.
No, we're expecting
this.
5 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah, 5 out of... The loose bag gives it 5 out of 5.
How about spook out of spook?
We haven't seen it yet.
I predict... No, I don't think it'll be that bad.
I predict the red. No, I don't think it'll be very good.
I think it'll be 3 out of 5.
It's got 6-7s on,
On Rotten Tomato, it's 100% so far.
I find that very suspicious. That is not trustworthy. For a film that hasn't come out officially yet, that is...
It might be out in America, though.
No, it's not in America till March 13th.
So it's got a 100% rate. Yeah. What did you say?
100%.
So it's the most perfect that a film could ever be.
Yeah. It's about a rapist ghost.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's about a succubus.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's all you ever need, really, isn't it?
Ghost rapist, yeah. Who are you going to call?
I can't even think what the last horror film I saw was.
Well, I went to that.
It might have been Cabin in the Woods.
Was it The Conjuring?
Yeah.
The last horror film
had all the typical horror aspects in it.
Yeah, I really hope that this film isn't like that, but it probably
will. Oh, the remake. Yeah.
I saw. We saw 28 Days Later. That's not really current, though.
No.
Is that really a horror? Is that a thriller?
Well, I mean, what's the difference when we get
this? This is thriller.
Thriller is like
thriller.
It's not even thriller. It's just like wow. Thriller. It's like, oh my god, this is gonna happen.
I don't know the words to the song.
Yeah. Whereas horror is like boo! Oh no! Don't let the black man hit you. Oh no! The crazy girl got slutty and then died. Raggy.
Nick, the crazy girl in Slutty and then dying is probably going to happen in this film.
But isn't the slutty one the killer? I don't know.
I really have no clue what this film's about.
I think it's going to be at something that follows.
Apparently it's really good.
Well, I haven't got my...
Well, it follows.
Yeah. So get your hopes up.
But how could it be good? It's a horror film.
Well, maybe get your hopes really down and then when it's a bit good.
Maybe it's a bad horror film, which means
there are psychological horrors, and they're interesting.
Mm. Yeah, but
and then there are
like...
horror films, and they can never be interesting
maybe
or exciting.
Maybe it's just a porno. We're all going to start jacking it in the theatre.
That would be weird.
Would it? What? You say hello?
I said maybe.
Oh, I thought you said Henry.
Maybe it just starts out. It's just an hour and a half of ghost titties. Just see through.
Ghost titties!
Just just, yeah, three for
Ghost titties!
Exactly. Just 3 hours of Henry saying that while we see ghost titties.
I would be amazed, because Henry seems to like he was hating this film.
It's like, warning, coming up. Ghost titties.
If it was nothing but Henry saying ghost titties, he'd probably be into that.
So. Rated M for ghost titties. Oh, hey, I heard you want some ghost titties.
No, it's actually...
It's just like...
Ghost titties. Ghost titties.
No, you mean ghost titties. Nipples.
Well, that would be better than the film I'm picturing in my head.
I've just got pictures of
just saying a lot.
Giant, massive, ridiculous boobs and then just pointy nipples. I've just got like half
the
boobs in my head.
You're one can. we've been drinking a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
A whole lot, yes.
I've been working too.
I had a beer.
I've been drinking since 12.
Just under an hour ago.
I've had two quaddies and a beer, two beers.
Go faster. Oh my god!
Ghost titties! No, but I thought I'll sneak my remaining beers into the cinema.
Yeah?
And then I realised I had one left.
Oh,
did
you drink it?
No.
No, I've got it in my pocket.
You can drink it now.
It's
about sneaking it to the cinema.
I can't remember if it's legal to drink
it. What you should do is when we go to McDonald's, once you've drank your drink, you put your drink in the cup, fill that up.
They won't let me take that cup into the cinema, will they?
No, I'm sure they will.
They'd be more likely to not send your bags than to say, go in with a cup.
No, I'll just put it in my back pocket, hidden by my coat.
Oh, I thought you shoved it down your ass.
Not down my ass. Well, it's in my breast pocket at the moment.
I thought you put it down the back of your trousers.
Yeah.
So simple.
Well, they're not going to fill you up anyway.
I know, but I'll put it in my back pocket hidden by my coat and then it'll easily get in.
Do you not have
an
inside pocket?
No, I do, but it might stick out a bit. I'm being careful here. They only look at your front. They never see your back because they have to deal with the customer after you.
I took a rucksack and a tote bag into a cinema up in London. They didn't give a shit.
Yeah, this is London. They'll know they'll get stabbed or something.
I don't remember the last time I got searched or told I couldn't.
They
don't. I don't think they do anymore. I think if you take in like a roast dinner, they might go, no.
What if you bring in the ingredients for a roast dinner and a barbecue?
I think you just have the ingredients for a bomb. Fire. I don't know.
There was a thing when I went to cinema on Saturday and it was like, when they say turn the film.
Turn your phones off, be silent.
I like its eyebrows. That was a guy from Grid.
No, because think about it, I went to
I could wear stopping this.
CineWorld a couple of months ago up in London.
Oh, sorry.
They put
this
stuff you bought.
Sorry, yeah.